You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Our good friends from Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers always ready to bark together with you, Browns Nation, when it comes to all of you. Their loyalty for the team is unconditional, and so is the loyalty that OBM provides to all of you, all of the customers, with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and their 7-year security blanket. Now, the best Sharp provider copier in town, make sure that you're a part of it. They can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. They are the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call them 216-485-2000, 216-485-2000. Our good friends, we say happy holidays to all the gang at Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regei. Nathan Zagura out today, although getting a lot of the TV show production work together that you see each and every week, Browns programming on Sports Time Ohio. Matt, the last two football games of Browns offensively, as we get into our grades, offensively they have put a total of 13 points up, shut out by Cincinnati, 30-0. And, of course, Johnny Manziel, before he got knocked out by Luke Kuechly and Colin Jones in Carolina on Sunday, had put 3 points on the board. Brian Hoyer came in and led the football team to 10 second-half points. Offensively, it has taken a sharp, sharp decline. Professor Wilhelm, your grade for the offensive side of the ball.
The offensive side of the ball, in my eyes, is going to get a failing grade. They have failed. They have failed this organization. They have failed themselves. They have failed the defense. They're going to get a failing grade. I got quarterback. I'm going to put them at a D. At the running back position, and a lot of that has to do with the offensive line as I get there. I'm at the running backs at a C. Tight ends, I think, you know, Jordan Cameron, it's easy to catch the ball when you're wide open and, you know, just not get caught from behind. Jim Dre's made a couple catches, here and there. But overall, it's been disappointing because of the expectations that we had for Jordan Cameron as a part of this offense after last football season. So in that case, he's going to get a C as well. Offensive line, lastly, is going to get that failing grade. I think they are the detriment of this offensive football team so far. And it's just very, very hard to linger back in the recent weeks and latch onto anything. You know, there's a couple flashes with Crow, you know, on some runs. There's some protected pockets here and there that have given either Hoyer or Manziel an opportunity to deliver the football. But overall, it's been a mess.
You know what's funny about that? And neither you and I are solely tied to statistics. In fact, that ranks down at the bottom, really, for me, about how I'm going to evaluate a unit or an individual. Yet, Matt, I think it's very revealing that I went back to make sure I had this right after the Cincinnati game, the Browns' big blowout win, the first one. This was, by Pro Football Focus, the sixth best offensive line by rating through those first 9 football games of the year. The sixth top offensive line, and that's rating combining the run blocking,
sure,
the pass pro, how much your quarterback is being hit, how much everything. They're ranked number 6, and it has, as we know, significantly fallen off the map.
That's tough. And again, it's hard at that point because I believe it's, we had Alex Mack, and he's been a leader, and I'm not one of those excuse guys because there are professionals that had to fill that role for him. And I just can't imagine that so many things crumbled around Alex Mack. And I think at some case, you've got to put your big boy pants on and go out and play, and you've got to play physical. And I talked about it yesterday, and I thought we've played very reactive moving forward into this football season as opposed to going out and putting our best foot forward and make a team react to us.
I like that point, and I know I had a discussion. This was during the 2013 football season with Joe Thomas about this. And I'm with you, and Joe and I had a real good dialogue. It was simply about that I prefer, again, given a choice, I want that mauling physical offensive line that busts on people rather than more of the finesse, shall we say, or technique-driven offensive line. Now, Joe kind of scoffed it, and this was last season. Now, 2013, he said, "Reg, he said, come on now." He said, "Everybody's got to have a sense of physical to play O-line in the National Football
League." Of course.
So we had a healthy debate about it, but I still give you that, and I think that's the biggest reason that Joel Bitonio was drafted, because they're more clinicians,
yes,
technicians. Is that fair?
It is
on
very
O line, and that includes Alex Mack too.
It is very fair, but I think also too is you look at the Denver Broncos, and not so much last night, but what they've been able to do out of a run scheme, out of a zone run scheme, or finesse
or
type
outside
pass protecting
right,
players,
right.
But they've been able to run the football successfully. They still pull guys. Then also, too, is you look at, and I think that last night with Tirico and Gruden, they portrayed the Bengals as a bunch of maulers.
Yes.
But yet, we imposed our will on them in one game, and
correct,
they imposed our will on us in another. So I think in some cases, it's, you know, figuring out your identity, owning it, and being ready to play and go out and put your best foot forward. And that's the one thing that's frustrating to me, is the edge that Mike Pettine has talked about with this football team that we have not been able to muster up and go out and replicate week after week after week, because the successful teams in the National Football League do. They have one letdown,
yep,
not five.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, no question about it. We could go on and on about it. I'm just going to go across the board. It's been a D-minus, and it continues to be that way. The last 2 weeks have been just so counterproductive of what you need in the National Football League. I mean, it's kind of, you know, almost like cover your eyes, tough to watch, quite honestly. So I'll just go across the D-minus. All right, what about the defensive side of the ball and the special teams quickly, Matt?
Defensive side of the ball for me, I'm going to give them a C+, and that's because of they've been an opportunistic group, giving our offense, which has been struggling, more opportunities to muster something or put points on the board. But that being said, the reason why they're not higher, as well as they've been playing, especially on that back end, is the sieve that has been that front half of the defense, and the ability of our opponent, regardless of who it is, to run the football, giving up over 200 yards to Carolina, over 200 yards, I believe, to Cincinnati in that rush. We made Jeremy Hill look like a Pro Bowl football player. The swagger and the attitude with which he played back was embarrassing if I would have been a part of this defense.
Yeah, well, no question about it. And again, for me, I'm just going to go a flat C. And I love the fact that Mike Pettine said, and we all know that more points on the board could have all made this a moot point offensively. But hey, listen, Mike Pettine at heart is a defensive position coach and a D coordinator.
Yes.
Right? And he's singled out, but it is a fact. It's not an indictment or ripping guys, because again, but the Indianapolis games and the Carolina games, there were fourth quarter leads, had the lead, and relinquished them immediately after taking the lead on the drive by the opposition, Indianapolis here at home and Carolina on Sunday. You know that doesn't sit well with Mike Pettine. He said, we had a chance to close it, and the defense didn't do it.
Correct. And again, that's a monkey on his back. And that is something that's part of what we kind of heard out of today's press conference earlier, is that evaluation that he's not ready to make right now about any one position or any one group, but he'll have next week and the remainder of this offseason to figure that out. And he says, And when a quarterback makes a throw, why did he make that throw? And why was he indecisive? He's going to have those same things. But to your point, about the defense, is Jim O'Neill and Mike Pettine, you call a different game when you've got the lead. You call a game differently when you've got an offense that can go. Basically, if you get the ball back for them, you know they can go kill a game with five first downs and 5 minutes off the clock.
Right.
We don't have that. So there's risks that have needed to be taken, mm-hmm, and coverage that have needed to be called defensively to try to make that play. And I think a defense that has carried us through a mid-portion of the season to win and give our offense many opportunities, they've failed us as of late.
I love that point. Very, very well. You would expect it from Matt Wilhelm. Very astute.
Yes.
Having played on that side. But I do love that point, because it is so, so telling. A lead, opposed to not having a lead, but lead with an offense that you're confident, your offense.
Or confidence in your quarterback.
Your confidence level isn't real high in right
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
No question about it. Special teams, real quick.
Special teams overall, I think they're a D-plus, C-minus.
Slippage this past week.
A lot of slippage. They made a couple plays. I thought Travis Benjamin had his best game, you know, a few weeks ago. Not enough to muster a win. But overall, it's not enough, and it might not be enough to save Chris Tabor another season. He's someone who's been in question all year because of the roundhouse that is who's going to be punt returning or kickoff returning, and the kickers and protection and all those things fall back on his shoulders.
The segment of great renown, it's called After Further Review, and it's coming up next right here with Wilhelm and Reg Eye on Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford.